Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Coombe Cassius for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. We're at the London press conference for Usyk Joshua, August 20th, in Saudi Arabia. I'm joined by Mr. Angel Fernandez.
How are you, Kieran?
Very well, thank you. Mr. Robert Garcia.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. So, who's the boss?
It's not always the same question. We are the boss. But if in fight night it's him or me, it doesn't matter. You know, we're here to win. You know, we're a team, and that's all that matters at the end of the day is that win.
Robert, is Angel right? It doesn't matter as long as you get the job done. It doesn't matter who's the head and all this kind of stuff.
You know what? There's no such a thing in this training camp. You know, we're both working together, and like he says, it doesn't matter who's the one inside the ring or outside. You know, we're both going to be in the same plan, same instructions, and you know, if I talk or he talks, it's going to be pretty much basically the same thing, because we're both working very, very well together, and both working on the same plan.
Before Robert came on board, Angel, I heard that it was a recommendation of yours to bring someone, whether it was Robert at that time or, you know, whoever, with the experience to kind of add to the team. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's correct. You know, I mean, I've been in talks with Robert since I seen him in America. You know, the message already was like going forwards and backwards. And since that week that he came into London, you know, on that week, we had a good time just to kind of like stay together, you know, having breakfast, lunch, dinner, you know, took the plans ahead. And he was the one. He was the one to be here with us.
And Robert, your initial meeting about kind of coming on to Team Joshua, what was that like, the initial time that you two guys spoke? I mean, it was a few months ago now, last year, but how was that, first of all?
See, well, that was the thing that, you know, once we exchanged numbers and we started talking about, you know, what we think is the right move to prepare Anthony to win the fight, you know, we were both on the same page, you know, and you know, he's young, he's hungry to become a great trainer, and this is what, you know, what he needs, you know. Me with more experience, but he already, you know, he has a lot of knowledge also. So it's just a matter of him getting those opportunities to become a great trainer too. So, you know, with my experience in the team, I think it's just going to be a big plus for Anthony.
Did you watch the fight live? Not there, but did you watch it as it was unfolding back in September last year?
Yes, I did. And, you know, before the fight, you know, I really didn't think Usyk had a chance, you know, just Anthony being the bigger, the stronger, the heavier guy, you know, with all the advantages. I thought Anthony was going to win. But then, you know, when Usyk won, I was happy for him. You know, I know him. I know his manager. And you know, I was happy for him. You know, he had a great performance. He's very, very, very technical fighter. He's got tricks all over, you know. So he did the right thing and won the fight. So I was happy for him.
Angel, obviously in the aftermath of Joshua's loss to Alexander Usyk, every boxing expert had their opinion, oh, you know, what he should have done, what he shouldn't have done, etc. And it's very easy for all of us, because I'm sure we've all kind of had our, what we perceived to be the problem or what he should have done, but everyone's kind of voiced their opinion about that. But he's explained that in time of why he approached that fight in a certain way, but I think he can look back and kind of understand that it probably or maybe wasn't the best way to have approached that fight.
Yeah, no, 100%. You know, it was definitely not the best, you know, way to fight Usyk on the previous time, but this time he knows what he needs to do. We know what he needs to do, and we're working towards to do the best as we can, you know, and just get that win on August the 20th.
People are expecting that kind of more aggressive, come forward Anthony Joshua that lets his hands go and uses all his attributes. But are we naive into thinking that that's too much of an obvious game plan from you guys? I know you guys are not going to tell us everything, but are we too naive just to thinking that that's the only way he can win?
There is so many ways we can win this fight. This is down to me and this man, how we prepare Anthony, how we put him in the situations that we think he could be on that fight, and he will be ready for everything. You know, if the fight gets on the inside, we will be good on the inside. If the fight gets on the outside, and we will win that way. You know, it's just like Anthony to kind of like go through these challenges in training and give the best as he can, which we know he can win this fight.
Robert, could you answer that same question?
You know what, I think, you know, doesn't necessarily have to be a fight where he has to fight on the inside or has to back him up. I think Anthony has a long jab, great straight jab with a 1-2. So we could also win the fight like that, you know, if he does it the right way. But you know, we're gonna have him prepared for a few different styles, few different things. But inside the ring, you know, obviously the fighter has to do it. You know, he has to go and follow instructions. And if he does things right, I have no doubt that he's gonna become a third time champion of the world.
The perception is that Joshua can't outbox Alexander Usyk, can't outpoint him, can't win the decision. But is that, I mean, it's people's opinion, that's fair enough. But I'm assuming that you guys are going to kind of possibly implement a bit of both of those kind of styles going into this fight.
Yeah, it's just like, as I said previously, he's just game through different scenarios, see how he's responding to them. And based on that, then the fight might change round by round. We might have to change things on the second round. We might have to change things on the third round. That's how we have to be, you know, taking approach to this fight.
Exactly right. You know, we can't be planning on just one way, because one round could change everything, and we got to change the game plan and do the opposite. You know, so we're gonna be ready for whatever it takes. But you know, we're definitely, you know, gonna be in there to win the fight. And doesn't matter how it is, we're gonna try to end up with winning the fight.
Robert, question for you. How's your relationship over the months formed, kind of on a personal level, with Anthony Joshua? Obviously, you guys are doing your stuff ahead of August 20th, excuse me. But from a personal point of view, how's that relationship coming on?
I think it's been good. You know, he listens, he follows instructions. You know, we've sat together, me and him, to watch his sparring matches and, you know, see little different things, mistakes and things that he does right, that he does wrong, and he writes his notes. You know, he's writing notes, so he's, you know, he's there to learn and to get better. So you know, let's just try to see that in the next 8 weeks we continue doing the same thing and come out with a win.
A little bit tongue in cheek, but Tyson Fury has offered over the last few months to train Anthony Joshua. Says he's the man that can train Anthony Joshua to beat Alexander Usyk. We are taking that as a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek comment from Tyson Fury. He'll probably say he's being serious, but just a reaction to that, Angel.
Obviously, I mean, reaction to that, if in all honesty, I just heard this from first time. I'm not a person that kind of like watch interviews or read internet what people says, what people don't say. All we need to do is just focus on what we need to do and get a win on the 20th by anyhow.
Robert, just a word on those comments there.
Well, no, Fury's a great athlete, you know. But you know, I don't think he's ever trained anybody before. You know, he's a good character. You know, he's funny. He's good to have around. And you know, he'll say, you know, whatever he wants. You know, Mayweather has also said stuff about training other fighters, but I don't really see Mayweather being a trainer. You know what I mean? It's just the way, you know, they see things and think they might be able to do it, but it's hard work to be a trainer, man. It takes a lot of dedication. It's not easy, especially those type of fighters that have already accomplished so much. I don't think they'll spend a training camp with a fighter, you know, because it's difficult. It's not easy.
And for yourself, Robert, do you see yourself, this is the start of possibly a longer-term thing? Is it a fight-by-fight thing at the moment for yourself, seeing how it goes?
I would love to, I would love to. Everything goes well in this camp and we get good results in the fight, I'm sure we're going to continue working. This is something that I really like. It's something different, leaving my home, my training camp with my fighters to be over here. It's a different experience, but I'm enjoying it. The team is great. Everybody around is great. The champion is good, So I'm happy to be here, and I hope to we continue doing this. But, we got to get the win. Obviously, that's the most important thing.
Just a final one on this. Us as spectators and fans, are we going to be surprised with the way AJ fights come August 20th?
I think so, yes.
I definitely agree. I think so.
Okay. Just a word on Mikey. Calling time on a fantastic career. Yesterday, I believe so. The right choice?
You know what? Yes, I think it's the right choice. Since even before his last fight, we already seen that he wasn't too excited about boxing anymore. He's been doing so many other stuff outside of boxing that he's been pretty successful, and he's enjoying it. And he took his last fight with the only reason was because Jesse Rodriguez was going to fight on the undercard, and Jesse hadn't fought in a while, and he was actually supposed to fight for the world title that night, but the fighter from Mexico couldn't get his visa. So 2 weeks before the fight, they told us he's not fighting for the title, so Mikey just says, let's just continue doing this. I'm already in it. I'm a fighter, but he didn't really want to fight. We already knew Mikey was pretty much looking into retirement. He just announced it a couple of days ago, but we already knew about it, and I think that's the best thing for him, because in this sport, if you don't have the will, the desire to get up in the morning and run, to train hard, to do the hard rounds of sparring, might as well not do it. Might as well retire.
Angel, Robert, thank you very much for your time. We look forward to the press conference today, and then after that, we'll see you in Saudi Arabia.
Thank you so much for your time, Kevin.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.